You're listening to All Chat Podcast. Welcome to the show. And let me first start off by saying a massive thank you for all the streams, all the shares, and all the positive feedback. The feedback has been tremendous. I like to give shout outs, all the love to all the listeners who tune in to the first podcast. This podcast is available on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, as well as Google. Now, on to the second show. The struggle was real. I recorded an episode with my second guest, who's coming on later on, and the entire recording got wiped out, and in the meantime, I had lost my voice. Yeah, so apologies for the delay, but we'll move swiftly on to the second episode. I'll be chatting to my special guest, who is a very well-spoken, deceptively intellectual, and a funny guy. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the show. So we're back in the studio with my lovely guest who's just woken up from his timely nap. And first of all, let me begin by saying I'm sorry for bringing you in here again. I was being a massive idiot. It just wiped out the entire thing.
No, it's
by
fine.
Mistake.
But I'm absolutely fine. My pleasure. I'm happy to do it again.
Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm not bad. Just went out with a bunch of friends, breaking all social distancing rules, and went for a little picnic. Just woke up from a nap because it was exhausting actually leaving the house for the first time in a couple of months.
Okay. That sounds very believable. by the way, what's your name and stuff?
For the purposes of this podcast, I'll be Forrest Chump.
Forrest Chump. And you're going to be a little bit more open this time about your whereabouts?
No, I like to try and keep my identity as anonymous as possible.
Anonymous and discreet.
Discreet, yes.
I appreciate that. I'll respect your boundaries.
Yes, thank you very much.
We didn't go that far, I think, in our last podcast.
No. There were some risque moments, but I don't think we ever crossed the line.
Yeah.
Let's try and keep within the boundaries again today.
Sure, I will do that. Let's begin with this one. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
My schlong.
Your schlong?
Yeah, schlong.
In a massive billboard.
Massive billboard. It'd still look a bit empty, a billboard anyway.
How are you going to fill it out then?
You don't fill it out. It's just people will be like, what is that billboard? It's got nothing on it. And then they look really close. It's like, I can see a little schlong.
Okay. So we're back with the schlong chat.
Of course.
Just where we left off.
Me. Love schlongs. Love schlongs.
Oh, okay. Oh, actually, I think we've done this one in our previous one. If you could turn back the time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him/her?
You know, rather than give a lot of advice, I would just ask questions, I guess. Try and be a guide. I don't want to be telling 18-year-old me, do this, do that, because you're going to regret it, because, I don't regret it. Of course, there are some regrets, but, it's made me the person who I am today anyway.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So I would just say, just ask questions. I don't want him to... just wander off a bit aimlessly. So maybe a bit of guidance.
Bit of guidance.
No actual, on the 17th of June, don't turn right. You got to turn left at the fork, bro. Nothing like that. I'll just be what do you actually want to do with your life?
Really? You're going to ask those kind of deep questions?
I think I would. And then probably 18-year-old me would tell me to fuck off.
Yeah, they would, wouldn't they?
Stop trying to interfere with my life, bro. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Do you regret anything you've done in your past?
Regret? Maybe a few nights that I have no memory of. I'd like to go and kind of see what happened. Not relive, just see what happened that night. Why I got all those bruises and stuff on my body. Why I woke up with a massive headache.
Yeah,
Just those kind of... It'd be funny to rewatch those. But no real regrets.
Really?
So I lived an honest and not hard working, just fairly relaxed life.
Relaxed, chilled out, laid back.
Exactly, and I'm happy with that.
To be fair, I think if you ask me the same question, I'll be like,
Let me ask you the same question. Do you have any regrets in the last 10 years?
My schlong. Could be longer.
In the last 10
Could
years?
Be a bit shorter, actually. A lot of painful experiences.
You could have affected the growth or size of that in the last 10 years, how would you...
I think surgically, I think my schlong is quite repairable. It could be... I mean, there are loads of good nature...
Fair enough. Like those Chinese herbal medicines, like eating like tiger schlong makes your schlong bigger. Things like that, right?
Yeah.
We should have like a drinking game for the listeners, saying like how many times you have to drink shlong. Every time someone says shlong.
Or maybe we could keep using different words for shlong, like dong or other innuendos, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we could do that. That's too political, that one. What is your best tip for making the world a better place?
I think the world would be better if everyone made their own decisions without any preconceptions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, okay. You know, I know that we have certain rules and kind of expectations in society, and those rules are, you know, they've existed for thousands of years in society. You know, don't murder, don't steal, you know, those kind of things. But also just things that, you know, we're told from an early age, this is wrong, this is right.
Yeah.
We just automatically assume that these are, you know, things that we should abide by when some of us have had no experience of them at all. Mm. We've just been told them, indoctrinated from a young age. So I think some things you've just got to actually experience for yourself and make up your own decision as opposed to just assume that everything is either black or white.
Yeah. Either you learn from your mistake or you learn that you've actually done the right thing.
Exactly. I mean, we are instinctively animals that learn from our own mistakes. And some of us, I don't think, are willing to make a mistake at all. We're so afraid of making a mistake. But then, you know, some things you don't have to make the mistake to know that it's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying go out and, you know, go steal some pick and mix and see if you feel guilty or not. I'm sure, you know, most people would agree.
It's quite a modest crime, though.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm sure everyone's done it.
You're going to say something much
deeper. I'm sure everyone's done it at one time or another, but, you know.
I've never stolen in my life.
You?
No, never. Apart from a few hearts here and there.
Fair enough.
Maybe not yours, yeah.
No, I mean, you've got the heart and mind of your guests, I think, so far. So
just all two of them.
All two of them, and the millions of listeners that
thank you very much
every week. So
I do appreciate all the streams.
See, we're gonna get that ad money in for you, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna insert a few ads here and there.
Surgical dong surgery. Yeah.
What's the best compliment you've ever received?
Definitely not about my dong.
Okay.
That,
if you had to pick one, just the
if
one.
If I just had to pick one from the million that I hear every single day.
Yeah.
I would say the best compliment is that
maybe something that really hit you differently. Like, oh,
I think one that was quite surprising was someone once said to me, "Oh, you care more than you like people to know that I care." Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that kind of hit me deep. I was like, "Huh?"
Mm. I would love to hear something like that.
Yeah.
Personally, never heard it.
I think that says a lot more about your character than it does about mine.
True. Yeah.
No, something like, yeah.
Say you somehow ended up in prison. I'm not saying you will. I'm just saying
if I was framed.
Yes. Yeah, you've got a death sentence. What would you pick as your last meal?
My last meal?
Yeah.
I mean, what is the method of execution?
Okay, so you could answer that one as well. What would be your preferred method of execution?
Probably lethal injection or something.
Lethal injection, the least.
So, and if we're talking something like hanging or something like medieval kind of beheadings or something like that, I think the last meal would be something poisonous.
That's quite clever.
Yeah. But then I guess I imagine like being poisoned is very painful, like coughing up lots of blood and just struggling to breathe. Like, you know,
cyanide and
like
stuff.
Spoiler alert. Game of Thrones, like, you know, when Joffrey dies in Game of Thrones, he looks very in a lot of pain. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be that kind of poison, but
yeah.
Maybe just something that was just slowly.
Was it your favorite death in the GOT?
No, I'd say my favorite death was, you know what, controversial. I quite liked it when Robb Stark died. You know,
how did he die?
He gets betrayed at the Red. It's a massive spoiler, by the way.
Doesn't matter. Like,
massive spoiler.
It's finished the biggest already, and the ending was shit. Everybody agrees on that. So
yeah, no, that is massive spoiler alert. I mean, this is why I'm Forrest Chump. You know, I've just, if anyone hasn't seen it, I'll just I'll just fuck that show completely for everyone. Oops.
Why have you picked the name Forrest Chump? Do you have a particular liking for the film Forrest Gump?
Well,
you have a liking for like semi-disabled people, like.
Absolutely no comment on that last part. I mean, classic film, and you know, I think I'm a laid back silly guy, and I think that's what a chump is. So I just thought that'd be a name appropriate for the conversation of this podcast.
That's fair enough. I think personally, I think I prefer that name to Regina Phalange.
Regina Phalange.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Friends fans. So
really?
This is going to trigger a lot of people.
Including myself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when they ask me how many seasons of Friends, do you know how many seasons of Friends there were? I say, yeah, too many.
Too many? Yeah,
too many.
You think, how many seasons do you think it's gone too far?
I think, you know, I have watched a lot of it because it's just on all the time, oh, yeah, everywhere as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, people say, oh, it's the funniest TV show. I don't think it actually is that funny. I mean,
it's probably not the most comedic show.
No, ever made. I don't think it is. Too American, I guess, for me.
Mm.
Too American.
So you prefer something like The Office or...
Oh, yeah, I mean, The Office is great, but then... Yeah, I think if you rewatch it now, it'd be very outdated, you know, with the kind of jokes they were making at the time. I'm not just, you know, I'm not saying I don't like Friends just because it's American, but I think it's just very basic, to be honest.
This is fine, by the way. I've only had one American listener for my previous podcast.
Okay.
So yeah, I could actually afford to lose that one.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. One out of a 8 million, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow it's not been big enough in America. I don't know why. mainly the UK.
Fair enough.
Londoners, a lot of them. If you could have dinner with any three people, I've upgraded this question.
Okay.
Three people, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
And there can be non-fiction or fictional, right?
Yeah, it could be characters.
Okay. Similar to the question you asked me earlier, but like a younger version of my mum, dad, and my sibling.
Yeah.
And tell them, why did you fuck me up so much? look what I've become.
I thought you were going to say, you're going to ask them what life was like for them. And like,
No. Why did you fuck me up?
Interested.
Like, yeah, just a younger version of them. And look at me now.
Yeah.
This is your son.
Yeah. What have you done?
Don't do this, because he doesn't like it. He's not going to be very good at this, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You know, he likes ABC, so get him to do ABC. And
Would you say your parents kind of force their beliefs on you? Or like?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's just a tongue-in-cheek answer to a serious question, because I can't actually think of three actual serious people I can have dinner. But I think it'd be interesting to an interesting scenario, you know. Go back in time and you know, your parents are like, who the fuck is this guy? He looks a bit familiar though. And he's like, oh, it's Forrest.
Forrest
from 2020. But the year is
1990 something,
yeah. And it's just, oh wow, why have you traveled back in time? Oh, because I don't like vegetables, so stop trying to feed them to me when I'm a kid. Okay. Stop it.
Did you have to like learn like instruments and stuff when you were a kid? Like,
yeah, I don't think I was. I don't think I was terrible musically, but also I didn't enjoy it.
So what did you do?
Like that. Actually, not many people know this, but I used to play a bit of violin.
Really?
Yeah.
Violin.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, for real.
How long did you?
And then I prefer not to speak about the troubled times I had with that cursed instrument, but. Yeah, and also...
did you get hit with it or something?
No, I just wanted to snap it in half every day. You know,
apparently,
I wanted to go...
it's the hardest thing to learn.
I am not sure about that, but for me it was incredibly difficult.
Mm.
Incredibly difficult. I wanted to go full Jimi Hendrix on it, but with a violin.
Speaking of Jimi Hendrix, like, I think the YouTube video you showed me the other day of Jimi Hendrix playing... Was it Hendrix or was it some other guy in the band? I think it was a band.
It was Slash. From Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
What was the title of the video?
The title of the video was Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses, and then Slash guitar solo.
Okay.
So check that out. That is the greatest guitar solo.
Anyone who's interested
electric
in
guitar,
learning.
Electric guitar, yeah, of all time.
I love the video.
Oh, it's incredible.
If you had £100 million in your bank account right now.
Right. I wouldn't be doing this podcast, I'm sorry. I would not be wasting my time doing this podcast.
That is so true. You'd be on Joe Rogan right now, actually.
Maybe.
Talking about some stuff you enjoy.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. Something else.
Well, I didn't say anything.
I know. If I had 100 million, what would I do? I guess you're asking, what would I buy? You might find me lying unconscious somewhere in 2 weeks' time from all the partying, I guess. But. What can you do right now with 100 million during this corona period? Can't even fucking visit another country right now.
You can go to Germany.
I could, but really?
Not really.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
Not exactly exotic or anything, is it? Not exactly like a nice summer holiday destination. If there are any German listeners, no offence. I've never thought of Germany as a summer holiday destination.
I do have one really passionate listener who is listening in from Frankfurt, Germany.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. I'm sure she's going to be quite distraught to hear that.
I mean, I've
or maybe
never,
she'll agree.
I mean, you tell me. Have you ever heard someone, oh, Hansel, let's go to Berlin this summer for this cool summer holiday. I've never heard it.
Yeah. You've been to Berlin, yeah?
I have been to Berlin.
I have been to Berlin as well.
I've been to Berlin.
Very glum place.
I think it is. It's not what I thought it'd be. Mm. But still lots of things to do, amazing culture there.
Yeah. Like, when did you go there?
A few years ago.
I think for me it was like the time of the year that really affected it. Like I went in October and it was like raining and stuff, quite cold and
I think I went around a similar time a few years ago. It was like, you know, eye catching or spectacular. Except one thing I do remember, the bathroom. So it was an ensuite room.
This is a hotel.
The hotel, the room that I was staying in did not have a toilet. So the two guys that I was sharing a room with.
But I thought it was an ensuite.
Yeah, it is ensuite, but there's no bathroom door.
Oh.
I woke up the next morning and then... No, the toilet had a door, but then the shower.
Yeah.
So I woke up basically with my mate who I was travelling with. He's stepping out of the shower and him just wiping his ass, you know, with the towel.
Yeah.
Just literally like right in front of the bed I was there with no door. So just woke up to a hairy crack in my face and I was like... Jesus, like what? Like, is this the same for all German hotel rooms? Like, I would actually genuinely want to know. So tell me if that's a thing in Germany.
Oh yeah, you know, when in Rome.
So it was like a shower. The shower just didn't have a door. It was perplexing.
That's very peculiar.
Mm.
What's the best place you've been to then?
The best place I've been to is definitely this podcast.
We're going places.
And we are going places.
Tell us about Rick and Morty. I remember having a conversation with you on that one.
It is a hilarious TV program where you've got this self-centered mad scientist who is actually the smartest man in the universe.
Okay.
And he's got a grandson who he takes on his adventures.
Yeah.
But most of the time he's just trying to use his grandson for usually financial purposes or kind of revenge missions against aliens that he's had encounters with in the past. So he's traveling the galaxy.
Yeah.
I believe the pilot episode requires his grandson to come along with him to a foreign planet and steal some crystals that he needs for some experiment.
Okay.
And the reason he needs his grandson is because the only way to smuggle these crystals out of the planet is to stick them up the anus. Yeah, right. And then Morty, who is the grandson, asks Rick, who is the scientist, oh, why do you need me for? Why can't you just shove it up your own anus?
Yeah.
He said, oh, I've done it too many times that the tissues in my gluteus maximus are now not firm enough to firm enough to keep the crystals
really? That's how the whole thing starts.
Yeah, I think that's the pilot, but I think from what I remember, it's been a while since I watched the first episode, but I mean it's basically a cult now, Rick and Morty. You know, the fans are like super hardcore. You know, they're absolutely insane about it, and I wouldn't say I'm a super fan, but I'd say it's absolutely one of the funniest TV shows I've ever watched in my entire life.
I mean, I remember it being in the top 10 on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, every time I'm on it, so I'm like, oh, a cartoon.
It is so funny. Yeah. It's like I think last time I described it to you as like Futurama on steroids. Just absolutely crazy.
We'll be sure to check that one out if you have time. What's something people seem to misunderstand about you?
Well, I just need to fart. Hang on. Is that gonna be in the podcast?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, that's bad. I've just had.
I'm gonna like use it as like a riff. I'm just gonna use it every time.
Yeah, that's about. Well, I had a lot of cheese today, so I hope your viewers understand.
As long as it doesn't stink at this studio.
Silent but violent. You know what? Sorry. What was the question?
What was the question? Something that people seem to misunderstand about.
Misunderstand.
You.
Look, I can come across as very rude and offensive, but it's not personal.
Mm.
It's not personal. Look, if I do offend you, it means I've got lucky, but it was not intended.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing is personal unless you're a dickhead. Then it's personal. But most of the time, not personal. I like to banter. Mm. I like taking it as much as dishing it out.
That's so true. That's true.
And you know, that's not everyone's cup of tea. I get it, but it's not personal.
Yeah, I mean, in the short time that I've known you, you are someone who's very keen to kind of create this peaceful atmosphere within the group.
Make love, not war.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is the motto, right?
That is my motto.
Okay. So, could you give us five personality traits?
Five adjectives to describe myself?
Yeah.
Five words. Laid back. Also controversial, I'd say.
controversial. Mm-hmm. Oh, you yourself is mm-hmm. quite controversial.
I think I like playing devil's advocate, just like winding people up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of the views that I express are absolutely not what I think, but I'm just interested to poke, you know, what they say, poke
the bear. So you're not actually genuine when you say those things?
I am most of the time, but sometimes I might push the boat out a bit further to see what kind of reaction I can get from people.
Yeah.
Not to just trigger them. I'm not a troll.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just like I'm genuinely interested in, you know, especially when we're having discussions with people that I'm close to, I'm genuinely interested in what they think. So, especially some certain topics these days, very sensitive topics.
Yeah. Just because this doesn't mean you can't talk about it.
Of course,
you can talk about it at length.
But then, you know, I think in the kind of world we live in right now, certain topics, you know, if you say one thing, someone's bound to be offended by it somewhere around the world. I mean, currently, the currency of our generation is outrage. You know, people like caring about things, people like posting things about issues and say they're like caring. And look, I've got nothing against those people, but then all they do is post and do nothing about it, you know. And I'm not saying I'm someone who posts and then goes out and, you know, to directly to that country to fly out and join in these, you know, protests and stuff. Absolutely not. But, you know, and I've got no problem with it if that makes you feel good and stuff, that's mm-hmm. fine. But for me, it's just, you know, I think there's a too much outrage over issues that people don't actually care about. They like to seem and appear as if they care, but really, what one post and then, you know, next month, they're just on to the next outrage of the month.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
it's like a kind of fad, like, oh
yeah, yeah,
1 month it's Trump, 1 month it's coronavirus, 1 month it's this, 1 month it's one month, the other month it's that, you know.
It's a very short attention span, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think that's something that's notorious with our generation as well. I mean, the usage of mobile phones. You see so many people, including myself, you go out for a meal with a mate and then next thing you know, you're both on your mobile phones. It's an awful habit. I mean, I don't know what kind of happened to us. And definitely not a good thing, I don't think, in the long run. Definitely not a good
thing. I completely agree with you in that, you know, it's all people are like really into fads these days. It's all just, you know, Twitter.
It's incredible that with the amount of technological advance that we can make as a species, that all of this, well, not all, a lot of this money and technology is going just towards entertainment purposes. I mean, you look at the number of apps that are appearing every single day that are actually fucking useless.
Yeah. Especially, you know, with the lockdown, it's doubled now.
And if you think that these developers and these amazingly smart people actually use their technology to actually kind of fucking help our species in some sort of way or another, instead of trying to fucking milk us all for, you know, $2.99 to stop ads appearing on their fucking apps, then who knows what we might achieve as people. Instead, we're all fucking playing stupid mobile phone games, watching an ad every 30 seconds. And
do you remember those
ad spammed?
Yeah. 2 weeks of, like, you know, house party when it was, like, going massive.
Exactly.
And then the government, they can't even, you know, get their best people to make up the tracing app.
Exactly. I mean, it's just absurd. It's just absurd. But that, I mean, we've gone off topic. So I think, that goes back to controversial, so...
Oh yeah, yeah. Personality controversial.
Yeah.
I don't think you're being controversial at all.
I think.
Yeah, I think you're just kind of scratching the itchy spot, maybe. Like you're scratching yourself.
Yeah,
now.
No, yeah, I'm scratching my back right now. I think also maybe pessimistic.
Pessimistic.
Slightly. Or maybe
realistic.
Maybe, or just, I'd say cynical is the word I'm looking for right now.
Okay.
You know. I like to think that I give people the benefit of the doubt, but then I look at some other people and how they react to certain things, and then look at myself and how I would put myself in their shoes and how I'd react. And I think the amount of rope that I give some people is a lot shorter than the average person. So cynical as well.
I think it's also reactive in that the way you are cynical, the way you become cynical is if you had good faith in humanity, you wouldn't be as cynical.
Yeah, it's humanity who's turned me into a cynic. Yeah. I wasn't always this way.
Can you do any more impressions?
I don't even know why I put on that voice for that quote. I just thought it'd be funny. Also, maybe I'm sure the viewers have already, or viewers, I say listeners, are a problem. I'm quite a stubborn and opinionated person as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's five. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but those five are like not normal.
traits that people would describe themselves as?
No, they're quite self-deprecating, aren't they? So yeah. I'll chuck in self-deprecating. Well.
I think we've got some really good stuff here. Well, how are you feeling about this
good.
Podcast
I'm
now?
I'm feeling good. Yeah? I think it's much better than the first one. The first one was
yeah, I mean, not good. I mean, honestly, it's I didn't delete mm-hmm. the recording on purpose. Let me just put it
now. I'm glad you did. Look, some things you got to do for the greater good, and this exactly, is definitely one yeah. of those things.
Moving on to, I mean, I don't know if you're in a relationship right now or not. Not that you're going to disclose it anyway.
I don't want to let you down with my answer. You know, are you asking or for yourself or?
I mean, obviously, I know, but I know.
I know. am I in a relationship right now? Possibly.
Oh.
A relationship with myself. What? Searching myself with life.
Touching yourself.
Exactly, you know.
Okay.
What kind of videos arouse me the most? That kind of personal growth.
Personal growth.
Yeah. Ooh. Actual physical personal growth.
Okay. Okay. It's funny because that was even the question I was going to ask you. I wasn't even going to ask you whether you're in a relationship or not. But you did kindly answer my question.
I did.
I was going to say, you know, what do you find attractive in the other sex? really rephrase that in a woman.
Why did you emphasize the word sex there? Like,
I don't know why.
I mean, you phrased the question in a very
I wasn't trying
very
to
weird way. We made eye contact there. That was quite weird.
I was trying my best to not specify.
I'm
your
a little
sexual...
aroused right now.
How are you? I see some personal growth already.
I think what track what like so yeah okay.
I remember you said personality in the last podcast, and I didn't include that one.
Yeah, no, I'd say definitely just whether you can get on with that person. Really, it's such a boring answer, I know, but it's just
tits or ass.
Tits or ass. Why can't a man have both?
Because it's not fair. Is it? It's not fair in the other guys.
But in all honesty, I would say like if I can spend a day with this person
yeah.
and not feel bored.
That's
I think
really
that's the
important,
most important
isn't it?
Thing.
Yeah.
And this goes back to like I'm looking at my phone every like 15 minutes. I guess yeah. I'm a phone addict and stuff. But yeah, when it's hopefully like someone who doesn't make me check the temperature on my phone when I'm with them or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Day, yeah, you don't
yeah,
want that.
Yeah. And yeah. also someone I think who's empathetic to others and caring. I think that's important to me.
Mm.
I am attracted to someone who cares about the people around them.
Yeah.
And not just how they treat me is important. It's just how they treat my friends.
Yeah.
How they treat my acquaintances, my family.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important.
That's
for me is, I mean, if someone is, so the person I'm seeing is they say rude to someone that I really care about, that's a massive turn off, like that's massive put off, like
I mean
yeah,
but that makes sense because mm-hmm. that is you in a nutshell. That's what you aspire.
I wasn't trying to lead you there, but I'm glad you said it. I
fucking gassed you up. No, but yeah, that is literally you in a nutshell. I think maybe people tend to kind of trying to find in others what they value the most in themselves, you know.
Oh no, I value my schlong, but I'm not looking for schlongs in my partners. I do value my schlong.
What's the best advice you can give to guys who's looking for a relationship right now?
Well, obviously it's tricky during a lockdown period, so there's gonna be a lot of
people manage.
Yeah. People manage?
Yeah.
True. For guys, I think it's the key is just listening, you know. I can't remember where I heard it, but I think it's like basically all of seduction is listening to what the other person has to say. And
yeah.
That doesn't mean just go respond with okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
It means when they say something, you try and figure out what they're actually trying to say or what they mean.
Yeah.
And if you've actually listened,
yeah,
then you can come up with a response that will make them know that, oh, this person cares and this person is actually listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, not just like a, yeah, 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 well, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
no, pretending.
Also, exactly, you know. So I think that's the biggest piece of advice because, you know, I think most, I mean, I don't want to generalise and I don't want to speak for, like, women out there, but I think most women just want to know if the guy cares about them or not. And, you know, I think one of the best ways to let them know that you care is, you know, listening to them. and actually responding to what they're not telling you exactly what they want, but kind of hinting at and stuff. Mm. And that, most of that comes from the subtleties of kind of reading between the lines and listening to what they're saying.
Yeah. Do you reckon that's what my problem is?
No, I think you get a lot of action. A lot of action. Come on, man. You are, yeah, you know, you are a little fox, I would say. You know, sneaky little fox.
A sneaky little fox.
Sneaky, very cunning, very cunning.
Cunning?
Yeah. A lot of secret goings on that I've discovered about you.
Discovered? Or yeah. I told you about them. More like.
Also, yeah, but things that I didn't expect and I was pleasantly surprised by your success rate.
Are you coming? Okay. Fine. Okay. That's great. As always, as per the show tradition,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you what your favorite song of all time, of all the times is, and I'm going to put that in for you as the at the end of the podcast for your pleasure.
I've already spoken quite a lot already. I don't want to lengthen out this answer, but it seems I already have. I'm not a big listener of music, but I think a nice song to listen to all the time, anytime, is Wonderful World by Sam Cooke.
That's a great song.
It's a very old jazz song.
Yeah.
But it's a classic, and, you know, I think a lot of your listeners would appreciate that song.
Yeah, certainly. I hope so, anyway.
It's been a pleasure. I hope you invite me again sometime.
Yeah. Any last words?
Any last words? Oh, shout out to yourself for making this happen. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thanks to my mom and dad for allowing me to get to this stage where I'm on your podcast. I'd like also to give thanks to my agent and, you know, my wife and kids.
Your wife and kids.
Yeah, of course.
Wherever they are.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
How many wives?
Yeah.
It's a secret. I think we should end it there.
Okay. All right. Wonderful thanks for being on the show.
By Sam Cooke. About the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for. History. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. I love you. I love you. Love me too.